Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Can't buy a bare arm to give a flu shot to tonight.
No, I can't. Well, Junior gave me a...
Hold on, let me finish. He ran out of Junior.
Oh, Junior.
Junior producer Lauren, yes?
She lent me an arm, and I jabbed it with a needle.
She's 25.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a flu shot at 25, does she?
Yeah.
Well, let me say this, Drew.
I'd let you shoot me up if I was there.
Come on down. Covering a break.
Yeah, you can use... try to hit the same vein he uses to shoot the H in every night.
Speedball.
See if you can hit that. Yes. Oh, speedball. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to insult you.
You'd be not so irritable if you were on just heroin.
He'd be much more docile. It's the speedball that's giving him the attitude. So here's the thing, Drew. Drew, every year you ask me if I want a flu shot, and every year I say no.
No, I gave it to you last year.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. I told you to leave me alone. No. No, you didn't. I think you gave it to me 1 year, but it wasn't last year.
2 years I gave it to you. All right.
Oh, there was a shortage last year.
Right.
Here's the thing. I hope I get the flu.
Why?
I just want to be left alone for three days. I just pray.
But remember, your wife called me last year when you actually did get sick finally.
No, it wasn't last year. This was a couple of years ago.
That thing where you were lying around moaning. I'm sorry for laughing. But
yeah.
I never get sick. All I hear in the background is,
Yeah, I know. I know. It was awesome, too. Because you want to know why? You know what was the most awesome thing about that?
What's that?
My wife, who I normally pray goes out of town, this is actually the one weekend I wanted her to stay in town.
She had to go.
See, normally it's like, look, me and my friends are going to, see ya. I got to get a poker game going. But this was the one weekend where I physically could not move myself from the bed to the bathroom. I couldn't physically get food from the kitchen and bring it up the stairs. Mm-hmm. I was so sick that I couldn't move.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just depleted. I mean, it's like I got backed over by a truck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was devastated. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the one weekend where she was going to Vegas. And I just sat in my bed and just like an invalid sort of moaned at the ceiling.
No one was there.
For 2 days. But you want to know the worst part about this and that entire event?
No.
I'll tell you the worst part. The flu was going around,
mm-hmm.
and it was a kind of thing where I was working for Kimmel, not a sympathetic character, and I think I called at 8 in the morning and said, there's just no way. I'm having difficulty dialing. If we weren't in the same area code, I couldn't finish dialing.
Yeah.
I only got 7 numbers in me.
But you had missed a couple of days before that or something?
No. Well, I'd always...
So you were late or something?
Well, no, not late, but, I'm always doing... I got a career.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Right.
Here's my point. I called in sick to work, which was the Kimmel show. I showed up the following Monday, and it was like, Seth had the flu pretty bad, too, but he came in, and everyone pulled that crap where it's like, I woke up at 5 a.m. just blowing chow, but I drank some Gatorade about 8:45. I felt a little better, so I just came in about 10 in the morning, and everyone was a hero, and it was like, see that, Corolla? Do you see the commitment they have? And I was like, you don't understand that I was not physically capable of sitting upright in the goddamn bed. And everyone did that. Yeah, everyone had the flu, Adam. It was like, people were sick. People were throwing up. Maybe someone had food poisoning. They didn't have what I had, which is I'm a very hardy person. I do not complain much. I could not stand up.
Right.
And it was like, all right, so you mailed it in. You just took the day off. Look, everyone's entitled to
that's
sick.
That's the way I was.
It drives me insane.
After my hernia operation.
Yes.
I was just like that. And
yes,
You were not.
No, I was working the following morning. Yes, a testament to my intestinal fortitude is I got hernia surgery at 5:30 in the afternoon, and at 7 a.m. the following day I was hanging closet door.
And then a week later, they operate on your chest.
I kicked my ass, but it didn't slow me down. I was still up the next day. Now, this flu was brutal. 2 or 3 years ago, or whenever the hell it was.
That was
being
year.
said, No, it was not last year.
I can't believe it.
That being said, I'm going to forego the flu shot, which now guarantees me getting the flu. But again, I invite the flu.
Let me give you the shot.
I want the flu. Only if that shot has the flu. If you're willing to infect me with the flu, I'll do it.
Nope.
Let me tell you what I did today, Drew.
Uh-oh.
I had this wonderful day.
Uh-oh. You watched tapes last night till 4 in the morning. And then not the tapes you enjoy, not the usual tapes.
No, not the porn.
No.
I did manage to shoehorn a couple of those in, sure. Here's the thing. I did Tuesdays is two shows for me.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's like two monologues, two opening, whatever, two interviews, two everything. One, I like to do a half a show, quite frankly. Mm. But Tuesdays, 4 o'clock show, 7:30 show. We finish at 8:30, and then I run for my car like I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, not for here. It's 8:30. I'm going to run home. I'm going to, hit my dog on the belly, and I'm going to skip rope for half an hour. I'm going to take a half hour worth of nap, and then it's back down the hill, and it's here. I sprinted home. I got home at like 8:47. My ass hit the sofa, and the phone rang.
Uh-huh.
What's up? We need you to come back here.
No.
What happened?
Oh, my
God. We're doing a big edit. We just need you to loop something. We just need to say one word. I'm like, can I do it over the phone? No. Well, can we do it tomorrow? Tape's got to go out on the bird tonight by 9:30. Just come on back. Oh. Just got back, and here I am, baby. That's why I want the flu, Drew. Do you understand me?
Yep, got it.
All right.
Done and done.
All right. Too late, everybody. Adam Carolla, Comedy Central, 11:30. Jen?
Yes?
17?
17.
What's up? I gotta goddamn tell you, there is just nothing worse than you being so sick that you're physically moaning out loud and alone in a house.
I know.
I was so goddamn sick that I was just alone going, alone. I was doing, and Drew, please tell everyone I'm capable of having surgeries and getting up the following morning. I never, whatever. And the only thing worse than that is showing up to work Monday morning with three other a-holes are going, yeah, I didn't feel too good either, but I pulled it together. I came in. No. Yeah, same thing. No, we had the same flu. No, the flu's going around. No, we all had the exact same thing.
Horrible.
You're just too big a puss. They don't say that, but that's the deal.
That's
you're not committed to your work. Yeah. You know, listen, I care about my job. We're different that way. And I'm thinking to myself, there's just no possible way you could have stood up if you felt like I felt.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than getting hit with the wuss label. Now, granted, I'm lazy. Granted, I don't like work, but I ain't a wuss.
You know, it's funny. We're different that way. I like work. I'll go to work no matter what. Whenever I get sick, that's how I get sick. When I get a virus, that's what it does to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every damn time. It's one of my kids it happens, too.
You have the hernia surgery.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
What's so?
Oh, come on.
Jen?
Yeah?
17?
17.
What's up, baby doll?
So I've been living with my boyfriend for almost a year now, and everything is like fine and everything, but he won't go down on me he won't do anything for me except for have sex with me, but he expects me to do things for him.
What is it you're looking for him to do for you? Buy flowers? Chocolates.
That'd be really fabulous if he bought me flowers. I'm actually I want him to buy me flowers, but it's more sexual things. Like, I want him to, like, go down on me and stuff. Because I've been sexually active for a long time, and I'm...
Sure, you're 17.
I think 50s,
Carter
50s.
Was in office when you popped your hymen.
Well... I was 13, so
ooh,
I was
what happened?
Young.
Mm-hmm. Why so young?
I don't know. I just I got curious fast, and just things happened.
Well, curious. I'll tell you what. Every time a woman says I tried sex because I'm curious, she has an alcoholic tendency.
Really?
Yeah, that's what that ends up being in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jen, any alcoholism in your family?
There's no alcoholism in my family.
All right, well, look.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm not Mormon.
Wow, Drew, I saw your mouth move. You synced it up perfectly. Awesome, buddy. Hey, Jen, here's the thing. There we go. Don't be scared to tell the guy what you want. Don't be scared to demand it. And don't be scared to... You're holding
all
the
goods.
Cards.
Yes.
Yes. Just don't. No more. No
That's
mas.
That's it. Yeah. No mas, honey, till you get down and get going.
You know what I was thinking about today, Drew?
I don't know. Imagine
when I brought... Jimmy Carter up a minute ago. You know what's wrong with today's leaders, today's presidents?
Yeah.
They have it right in other countries. They don't have no facial hair. I was going back and looking on the computer, and I was seeing these guys, these McKinleys and the
Buchanans and the Pepys. Grant. Lincoln.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
These guys were mountain men. They didn't look like Tom Selleck, and they didn't look like Don Johnson. They just had full blown grab ass beards. Those things were hanging down.
And then it went to mustache with Taft and Roosevelt.
Yeah, Roosevelt had that stash. Then it's gone. We look like pussies now. But you give me a guy, you know the guy I would vote for? Here's a guy I would vote for. He wears a top hat, and he has that look where he has the mutton chop sideburns that's connected to the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, let's bring that back.
And that's all he ever says. Look at it. And it's like, well, how do you feel about how do you feel about second trimester? I'm not going to answer any of your questions. Look at the facial hair. Yeah, thank you.
Remember that was Burnside? Isn't that the Civil War general that looked like that?
I think it was. Yeah. I just a guy who decides to connect the mustache to the sideburns, but not have the chin part of the hair.
Perfect.
Or the neck.
Yeah.
First off, you think this guy's effing around with the interns in the Oval Office?
No way.
Think this guy's in the pocket of big business or big oil companies or the NRA? No. Hell no. He's his own man. He answers to his God. And believe me, it ain't Allah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a guy who just gets my vote. Who is this guy? I don't even know his name. He has a top hat. And he has a salt and pepper pork chops. It's connected to the mustache. I'm voting for him.
That's a little too bizarre for me. I want a Ulysses S. Grant beard coming back.
Big
I
beard?
Close-cut beard. Full facial beard.
Well, here's the thing. You know why I realized the beard went away? Mm. We don't have any fat presidents anymore.
Oh, that's right. We have chins.
We used to have huge guys, and when a huge guy gets big and fat, he grows a beard.
Right.
Now he's no longer a fat ass. He's a big man.
Right.
And that's the way they look at these guys. They weren't like, oh, Buchanan was a lard ass. They're like, he's a big man or whoever. Whoever these guys were, they had these big beards, and they packed themselves into these, these tails, these coats, or these ties. Yeah. All of a sudden, you just look like these big hulking mountain men. If they shaved it off and put a tie on, you go like, oh, look at this guy with the pink cheeks and the three chins. What do we get a dyke in here? Or do we get a dude? Let's bring back the facial hair.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
but I think a beard, like full beard.
I don't know. What about my thing where they connect the mustache?
Yeah, let's put it this way. A guy that can pull it off without looking like a total a-hole gets my vote.
Okay.
All right?
I'll tell you the other good thing about the beard. Guy, he's got to do some thinking on a subject, scratching. Mm-hmm. He's giving it some thought. After much and careful consideration, he does the scratch. I'd just vote for that guy. You know he'd be better than any other wusses that were just sort of bought and sold 20 years ago anyway.
But you're right, nobody has beards anymore.
Everyone's in shape. Everyone's tan. It's like a teen competition now. I want a fat guy with a beard. And I want a physically imposing guy who just can scare the ass. Like, he's going to meet with the crazy guy from China who looks like one of my mom's friends with the bad tint in the hair. And this 6'4", 310-pound behemoth of a man just comes walk, spats. He just spats in a beard. And he shakes the guy's hand and he starts squeezing it real hard. And like Kim Jong-un, just almost tacos from the strength
Fletch,
of this guy's
Fletch
big
for president.
Hand.
Fletch. Let's put him up there. Come on.
Come on. You know what I'm saying, though, Drew?
And
looking ominous.
Yep.
Intimidating.
Yep.
Big man. You know what I mean? Yep. His word is his bond. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a great idea.
There's no treaties. He doesn't sign anything. It's just a firm handshake. Yes?
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm saying. He's essentially the mascot for this country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
going to start a football team, you get a bear.
Yeah.
You don't just get a pigeon or something.
No Lord Jeff or anything.
You don't
like
get
that.
Some skinny need something other. You get just a big grizzly bear. You are the mascot for this country.
Why don't we just get a guy in a big sort of foam costume?
Yeah.
With a big beard on it.
Okay, then. Now you're thinking. Big foam costume. I just mean he's got to be one of these guys that has that big barrel chest. It's hard to tell if he's fat. He may be fat. You call him fat. Yeah, I don't have the balls to. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. That's the guy I'm talking about. Chris?
Yeah, hey.
Looks a little like Stacy Keach.
Yeah, hey. Ooh, not that bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you know, 20 years. Yeah, yeah. We're talking Mike Hammer days.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm calling out of St. Louis. I just got, like, a couple questions to ask you guys, some really important advice here. My first question is that this one girl I've been going on a few dates with, she takes medication for chlamydia. And
No, she doesn't.
And it was kind of weird, you know, that...
Uh-oh, you know, no, Chris, bogus. Oh, man.
I know. It's like, oh,
nice try, Chris.
Yeah.
STD, you know?
Talk about bad acting. Keanu Reeves is laughing his ass off right now.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like, I didn't think there was an actor worse than I am. Oh, yeah.
It's Chris in St.
It's
Louis.
It's Chris from St. Louis.
No. Okay, well, I mean, that's what she had told me, and I was...
Yeah.
Chris, there's no such thing as continuing, really. I mean, there's, I guess they could give her tetracycline, but chlamydia is treated with a single dose of an antibiotic.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Horrible.
Okay.
So what do you talk?
I don't really know too much about STDs because I've never had any, but, I mean, it's just that...
Why don't you just say it's a bogus call and you just want an excuse to call in and let's talk about chlamydia?
No, it's not even that. I had two other questions for you guys. I wanted for sure if you wanted
right.
to...
All right. What are the other two?
Okay, my other question is that, okay, I don't like using condoms just because, you know, I've never gotten used to it, but my way of, like, not getting a girl pregnant is by, like, you know, orgasming by myself before I have sex with a girl. That way I don't do it while I'm having sex with her.
Perfect. So the semen is just sitting right there on the tip of the urethra, and you deliver it right into the cervix.
Slowly drips out.
Well
That's
done.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well done. Perfect.
No. I mean, I just thought, you know, maybe that'd be a good idea.
Hey, Chris, I'm not kidding. That's what you do. The semen sits at the tip of the urethra. You put it into the vagina and deliver the sperm right there. It just comes swimming right off the tip.
Yep.
Good job.
All right. So, Chris, that's a horrible
idea.
Right.
Have you ever heard a doctor or anybody recommend that as a way to achieve birth control?
No. I mean,
okay. Well, there's a reason for that. It's a horrible idea.
He didn't get last month's jam out, to be fair.
I guess not.
Neighbor ripped it off out of the mailbox.
And chlamydia is something that's generally treated as a single dose of an antibiotic. It's azithromycin. It's easily curable. No big deal for men. Men get sort of painful urination and discharge.
Mm-hmm.
Women can get infertility, though.
What else you got, Chris?
And my third thing is that, I mean, I really like doing, like, the anal sex with a girl, you know?
Oh, without a condom, that's great.
Right?
Well, no, I mean...
With a condom.
I just really like doing that with a girl, and it's kind of hard for me to, like, really, you know, achieve orgasm, like, while having sex, you know, pulling out and everything, you know, unless there's the anal sex involved in that, you know. I mean, if it's straight up, you know, just having sex with a girl, you know, like, vaginally, you know, I mean, it's just like your everyday thing, but...
It's what?
It's an everyday thing.
I see.
Right.
I mean, yeah, because every girl is going to have sex, like, you know, in, you know, this normal way, but, I mean, there's a lot of girls that really don't like to do it, you know, in the ass, you know, and I say
hold
that.
Hold on. I'm riding as fast as I can here.
Chris,
these pearls of wisdom. Just slow down for a second. You're saying every girl wants it in the ass? Or
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that. So now a lot of girls like it.
I see. Okay, so what percentage don't want it? What percentage do you think would have anal sex with you, Chris?
Maybe about 30-40%.
30-40%? All right. That's not bad.
How many do you actually have to tie up to get them to do that?
Oh, I mean, 40% is a decent batting average. They wanted me to, you know. Unless they're into, like, bondage or something, you know, then, of course, I would.
All right, buddy. What's going on? Junior college, Chris?
No, I was playing football at a college, and I injured my back, so I came back home to St. Louis. And
where were you playing football?
I was playing football at Mizzou. I was, like, second string right tackle. Like, right. I was just going in, like, ooh, freshman year. And
got a man
for the
freshman. Yeah. All right, Chris.
Yeah.
You got some interesting thoughts.
It's really a Cyrano de Bergerac here, isn't it?
Yeah. I need you to focus on your life and not on the ass. That's what I need you to do.
I'm curious. Wait, I got to dump for you. What is it about the rear entry that is so compelling to him? I don't get that. What is it about that that's so intriguing for you, Chris?
I am prepared to be blown away.
Yeah, of course.
I think what it is with me is that I haven't met a lot of girls that like it in the ass, so whenever I come across a girl that does it, I'm just like hugely attracted to it. I'm like, all right, that's really cool, you know, and I'll get excited about it, and of course I'll do it, you know, and I mean, it's just the sensation of it, of course, is different, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, when you find a woman, the rare diamond amongst the chunks of coal who want vaginal sex, you hang on to that, the rare brown diamond. You hang on to her with both hands and don't ever let go.
And when does that come up in the date? Is that over a dessert?
I'd say between the salad and the main course, usually, or if they get an appetizer. Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
Yes, I'm ready.
I need a shower.
All right.
Let's see. Just found out he was adopted. Mad at his parents. Waited too long.
Canadian.
All right. I got choice words for Adrian. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Hell yeah. F yeah. Love line, y'all.
Hey, something I forgot to say on the last segment. All callers who get on the air tonight who are 18 and over get two tickets to see Cry Wolf in theaters everywhere this Friday. You Lie, You Die.
Yeah.
It's about a group of students who create an online murderer who comes to life and kills everybody.
I think that was Wolfman Jax.
You Lie, You Die?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
And for those of you that get on the air and get the tickets, you'll be put in a drawing to go to Europe to see a block party.
Wow. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Where in Europe? Anywhere they're playing?
Anywhere they're playing. Look at that list.
It's all over the place. Wait a minute, Drew.
We could go.
I'm telling you, Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack's catchphrase was, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Really?
Now, this has the word wolf in it.
Ah.
Now, nobody thinks they're clever because I'm the only man on the planet that would make that correlation or connection.
Unless he appears in this or something? Or
no. It's how the subconscious works.
Yeah, yeah.
The person that thought of it didn't realize that's what did it to him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, during the break, we saw a picture of Ambrose Burnside, General Burnside.
That's where the word comes from?
And I'll tell you, this guy had sideburns like you've never seen before, baby. It was just like he took two otters and taped them to the side of his head. Did it just look like that? Took the tails and connected them?
The front, yeah.
Connected them in the front?
Yep.
It was really like if you just took two ferrets and you just scotch taped them to the side of your face and you took both tails and you just crossed them across under your nose.
It really looks like he's wearing a helmet that comes down over his nose.
All I'm saying is I want that guy running for president. Huh. He gets my vote. No shenanigans with that guy. He's all business. No, he's not going to his ranch in Crawford, Texas for 33 days to take himself a little summer vacation.
This guy doesn't. Can't see the ball.
So golf doesn't even. If he had a club, the shaft would be made of bamboo. I mean, this is a guy.
The caning?
Yes. This guy's up. A golf club to him is a weapon. And that's about it. That's
Start
all
swinging
he can use off is to fend off intruders and to discipline his own kin. It's not going to be used for sport. This is a guy who's up every morning with the sun.
Having a constitutional. Firing off a cannon on his roof.
That's right. He's having a constitutional. Yeah. What happened to the president? He died. What happened? Consumption. He even gets killed by an old disease.
And dropsy.
Abby?
Yeah.
You're 30? Wait a minute. I want to talk to Adrian for a second. Hold on a second, Abby. Adrian?
Yeah.
I keep losing Abby. She's been on hold forever and just dropped off a couple
of times. Oh, hang on. Hurry, Adrian.
I'm in Toronto.
Yeah. What's up?
How do you hear us in Toronto?
I used to listen to a station out of Buffalo, but I guess you're not on there anymore. So now I just download the shows off a website.
Thank you.
We filmed the Olsen Twins film in Toronto. Everything gets filmed.
I was actually in that.
You're in the film.
Yeah, well, just an extra, so not a big deal or anything. But.
Good times. We filmed it. A lot of stuff I filmed was in a house out in a beautiful neighborhood in the outskirts.
Adrian?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm 23 years old, and I just found out I was adopted a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd you find that out?
To confront my parents about it yet, because it's just kind of... You know,
how'd you find out?
Well, I guess since I've been little, we every Monday night we have something called Family Home Evening. Before you ask, yeah, we're Mormons, and I guess my dad kept like a journal, and we were allowed to read the journal, but no one really ever did because it was just kind of gay.
You're so. Mormon?
Right.
Yeah, I'm Mormon. I was reading
it. It was gay to read the journal or gay to write the journal?
No. My dad wrote in it.
You see what I'm saying? What does he think was gay about it? All right, keep going.
I just didn't bother reading it because I just thought it was kind of dumb, you know?
We used to do a thing every Friday night when I was growing up where my dad would play the piano and we would all sit around. It's called Family at the Grand, or Fag, we used to call it. It's better times.
Oh, yeah.
It's better times. But it'd be, you know, and on nights when my dad would work late and we couldn't do it, he would just yell fag off. When he yelled fag off, that meant, you know, we weren't doing it that night.
So fagging was off.
Yeah, fag off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. Miss that guy. Oh, wait a minute. He's alive. Yeah, go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, so a few days ago, I saw the journal. I was like, oh, heck, I'll read it and just kind of, you know, read about some of the things my dad wrote. And one of the things was about going through the adoption process of adopting me. And, you know, well, since then, I've just been so, I don't know, weirded out by it. I don't know what to do, and I don't know.
Why? I don't know if I would tell my kid he was adopted if I adopted him.
Well, did you tell them you found this or were upset about it?
No, I still haven't confronted them about it.
Maybe they thought they had told you. Maybe as a kid they told you and you just dropped it.
You know what I think? I think there's a window. I think there's a window that you need to tell your children by somewhere between the age of, who knows, 12 and 18. And if you don't do it in that window, and I would put it off too, then all of a sudden the kid's, you know, in a second year of college, and it's weird now.
Yeah.
And you're scared he's going to freak. And now at this point, you just rationalize, look, this is just better. Forget it. Yes?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
People get obsessed with this. Here's the thing you need to know. Your biological dad just banged your biological mom and wasn't around. I'm playing the odds. Your biological mom was a teenager who,
light amphetamine problem.
At best, had a light problem with speed, and at worst, was just a prostitute. You owe these people nothing. You finding these people would be a horrible disappointment to you.
There was a mitzvah that they handed you off to these wonderful people who are your parents.
Yes, and ironically, definitely not Jews, but because they're Canadian and they give the kid up for adoption and they're pregnant. Right. The point is you're going to become obsessed with this, and the worst, depending on how your life goes, if your life goes great, you won't be obsessed with it, because people that have great lives don't become obsessed with things that happened in the past. Think people that have horrible lives hang on to them and just squirrel them away. They become prized possessions, these things from the past,
yeah.
And they nurture them, and they water them, and they feed them, and they cultivate them.
Yep.
So, move forward. All right.
We can't hear it.
All right. Well, it's powerful words anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, do it.
It's a good thing we have a national radio show where we can't hear the callers. It's nice.
Well,
nobody heard that one, guys.
All right.
To be fair, it's only been going on about 18 months, or maybe 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Abby?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, it's down.
All right.
What's your question?
I just got diagnosed with dysplasia.
Right, And what's the question?
Oh, dysplasia could be a great name for one of David Alan Greer's black kids.
Uh-huh.
It's a precancerous dysplasia.
Right. Yes, what's the question? What's the question?
Want to freeze it off.
Right. You have to have that. It will turn into cancer if you don't.
But this other woman who had cancer of the cervix just took vitamin E and told me that it went away.
No. Impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible. Either she didn't have it or she's going to die of cervical cancer.
Well,
cervical cancer, man.
I mean, you're in the hip pocket of the drug companies,
right.
Man. I mean, you're just trying to move some poison
but I'm,
so you can keep your big house.
I was when I was younger, I was raped and got dysplasia. And they
no, you got the wart virus that causes recurrences of dysplasia.
So,
and they can come and go, and there are different degrees.
I did a colonoscopy, and it went away.
It can go away, and there are various different ways of classifying it, but some are more serious than others, and some have to be taken out and will be very likely to go on to cancer.
But they literally gave me this option of, like,
what?
Do you want to freeze it, or do you want to come back in 3 months and see if it went
well,
away?
Well, then you take the option. If you want to be more conservative, that both are reasonable approaches. I think going back in 3 months is fine. They do. It does sometimes go away.
Mm.
But there are certain ones that have to be taken out. So this is clearly on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
If it progresses after 3 months, then you take it out.
All right. You ready to keep a rocking?
Yeah,
here,
I mean, it's not like they're withholding information. They're people that spend, people a lot smarter than you and I, who dedicate thousands of careers to studying this stuff to give best practices so people don't die of cervical
cancer. Well, what about vitamin E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, vitamin E has been completely now debunked. They're saying no one should be taking it.
Well, none of that crap works for anything. You got to get medicine, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
you're fighting a very profoundly abnormal physiology.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the deal. If you have a made-up disease, then you can take a made-up remedy.
Right.
You can take some of that holistic BS, and it cures things that you don't really have.
Mm-hmm.
If you really have something, then you got to take the man's powder. That's how it works.
Very simple.
The people that claim to be cured by the holistic stuff or the nature stuff or all that crap, they never had anything in the first place. You actually have something, you got to see somebody, and you got to take the man's medicine. That's what I don't understand. It's easy.
South Park did such a great episode on that. Kenny got, or I think Stan got kidney failure.
Yeah.
And they were treating him with all the stuff, and finally he starts dying. They go, well, we're not doctors. I mean, what do you expect? It's like,
yeah.
What do you mean? You can't
go
pretend
baby.
That you're treating people for conditions that
Wait,
you have no idea. You don't even
that's
have to find
Western
them.
Medicine,
oh
man.
God.
In the Orient, they treat the mind.
Oh my God.
You understand?
It's just
because that's where it emanates from. Your colon, your rectal cancer, it starts up here, man. It's in your mind. Just take some E. Hey, you drinking green tea? You drinking green tea?
Of course.
You get a coffee enema? Huh?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right.
I'll line it up.
You're cured. Yeah. Yeah. Same with AIDS. None of that AZT.
Well, AIDS isn't caused by any viruses.
Right.
It's a man's condition.
Right.
Just read the Spin magazine from 5 years ago. It
yeah.
goes on and on about it.
Sure. Sure. They know what they're talking about.
What was that magazine that just went on about?
I don't know.
Conspiracy behind AIDS.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know they know what they're talking about when it comes to, you know, sound medical advice, because in the back of the magazine they advertise wicker baskets you can hang from the ceiling and pork your girlfriend from. So come on, Drew. Come on. And supplements to make your boobs bigger. Come on.
And it's so interesting. Why would you trust doctors when you broke your leg and needed a surgery, but not when your kidneys are failing?
I'll tell you why you trust a doctor when you get a compound fracture, because you actually have something.
That they can see, they don't understand. The stuff they can't see, they can fantasize about.
Yeah.
And think they understand. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Let me ask you, riddle me this, everybody. You want to talk about Western medicine, you want to talk about the man, you want to talk about the holistic thing or the wisdom of the Orient. When a world leader gets sick somewhere else, where do they fly them to? Yeah? Bok choy? You idiots? They fly them here because we got the goods, because they're sick. That's why they come here. When they got a split conjoined twins, where do they go? Huh? They go to the Orient? No. They come here because we know what the F we're doing. It's not because we rub leaves together. It's because we have people that read books and conduct surveys and do studies and spend lifetimes working on this. You retards. How dare all of you. And by the way, don't do me any favors. You take all your holistic crap and I'll see you in the ground.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, as I've said many times, what happened to all the people that got AIDS that went the holistic route? Where are they? And by the way, they didn't do it. They wanted AZT. They just wanted it to be free, but they wanted AZT.
No, I had a bunch of patients that died.
Because they didn't do it.
They freaked out and wouldn't do anything. Yeah, they just died.
Yeah.
So,
but Drew, what about the wisdom of the Orient? Come on, buddy. Idiots. Jennifer.
Yes, hi.
23?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm 23. I am 5 months pregnant, and a week and a half ago, I started getting, I went to the restroom, and I had, blood in, when I wiped the tissue. I was bleeding, but not, a thick blood. So I went to the hospital, and they did, an ultrasound, and they did everything, and it ended up that I had a bladder infection, which is my second bladder infection since I've been pregnant.
That's not good.
And,
good? Why? Why is that bad?
I've never had bladder infections ever.
Well, but obviously the mechanics of your bladder function are completely altered by the pregnancy, and as is your immune system for that matter. But bladder infections can put the pregnancy at some risk.
Mm.
So it's something that needs to be attended to most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on antibiotics for a week and a half now. Mm-hmm. And I go see my OBGYN doctor next week.
OBGYN?
I have trouble with that too. You know why I don't like OBGYN? Because it's ob-gyn. You should be spelling out all the letters.
Obstetrics gynecologist?
Yeah.
O-B-S-T-E-R-I-C-K.
No, here's what I'm saying. There's not many words where you do, where you have an abbreviated version of two words. You say NATO. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
You don't say N-A-T-O.
You know, in medicine, we do a lot. We say ortho, we say internal med. And we say,
All right. But you know what I mean? There's not too many things where...
Psych.
Well, you say ortho, but you don't say O-R-T-H.
We might say...
This is O-B-G-Y-N. It's weird. You should say ob-guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like ortho.
Yeah, you should actually say it.
You should say it.
Spell it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you think it stands for something when you say the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's an acronym.
Yeah.
Right.
Like NATO. Jennifer?
Yeah.
All right. What were we saying?
And so I've been taking my antibiotics for a week and a half. The first bladder infection, there wasn't any blood or any weirdness or anything. But I'm still bleeding, and I'm almost today's the last day that I take my antibiotics.
You need to go back and get a repeat culture, for sure. Soon. Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight?
Yeah.
I'll do it in the morning. Okay. Yep. I'll freak her out.
Right.
Let's take a break. Can't stop thinking about lesbian girlfriend. She left to get married.
It's a good one, huh?
Yeah, seems good. Kristen?
Yeah.
You can't stop thinking about your lesbian girlfriend?
Yes.
That you left to get married to a man?
Yes.
Hang on. That's solid as Sears. Take a quick break. It's a throwback call, Drew.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back after this.
It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, and all callers 18 or over get on the air tonight. We'll receive 2 tickets to see Cry Wolf. About a group of mischievous students that exploit the news of a recent murder. They put an online spoof together, and the online killer comes to life.
Well, you don't monkey around.
Not with stuff online. You don't email something, don't expect it to actually come to life or to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone who wins qualifies to win a trip to see Block Party. They did the movie soundtrack anywhere in Europe. This Friday, it is in theaters everywhere. You Lie, You Die.
You know, I miss movies where... stuff used to get hit with lightning, and it would animate.
Yes.
It would come to life.
There was different things. There was meteors with radiation.
Yeah, radiation. But it used to be that if you were working on something,
yes,
all it would take is a good lightning strike to sort of zap it into life.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about the people who've actually been hit with lightning who don't have use of the right side.
Or are dead.
Or are dead. but even more comical, the people are like, oh, yes, I've been hit by lightning. Yeah. Must be offensive every time they watch one of these movies.
Right.
It gets hit by lightning and animated. Meanwhile, they're 6 years of rehab to learn how to hold a pen in the right hand again, you know?
Yeah.
I say lightning is second only to radiation in what it actually does versus what it does in the movie.
Right. And to be fair, it's really television that screwed it up, not movies so much.
Yeah. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yep.
Let's talk to Kristen. Kristen? 25, can't stop thinking about lesbian girlfriend. You were in a lesbian relationship.
Yes.
And you broke it off.
How long were you in that relationship?
I was in a relationship about a year.
And who broke up with whom?
I know no relationship was ever really a mutual breakup, but it was kind of like she found the guy that she liked, and I found the guy I liked, so we kind of just, like, whatever.
So you guys were just hanging out, I mean, just sort of...
You weren't committed lesbians.
I mean, just doing your thing until a guy came around and someone with a paycheck showed up.
Or a penis.
Or both.
Okay. Ethanil.
I don't know. The man I married was my best friend, so I don't know.
Ish. Let's hope he wasn't your best friend.
I need a lot of information about Kristen. I'm not sure
it is.
I'm not sure we can do this.
Oh, you married your best friend. Were you... Okay, were you ever abused... Oh, you didn't have to say yes. If when I hear...
1-1,000. 2-1,000.
Here's how it goes.
Were you sexually abused?
1-1,000. And the answer is always yes, because you're angry, and you have to do that weird thing that makes me angry when you give the 3 Mississippi before every goddamn answer. All right, so you're abused, and...
Screwed with your sense of your sexuality.
Made you confused.
Boundary problems. Used to chaos, probably selected some bad guys along the way, got brutalized by them.
And married your best friend, and now you're bored because this guy's a nice guy.
Right. And you got to sabotage this one by bringing the lesbian back.
Yeah, start fantasizing about the old relationship, and that's going to destroy this relationship.
Perfect. Well, all right. Well, there you go.
There you go. Why don't you just do it, though, so you don't, you know, sort of get it over with.
Yeah. Don't prolong the agony. No, he's kidding. Why don't you get some treatment so you don't keep injecting chaos into your relationships? You can't hang with the lesbian. You can't commit to her. You can't commit to the guy. It's all your abuse history.
Do you have kids?
Oh, please.
I have 2.
Oh, my God.
2? From this guy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How the hell did that work? How long have you been married?
3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
And, okay, so...
How dare you even think about
this? You can't even entertain this with kids, goofball. You got to get some help. Who abused you?
My dad.
My babysitter when I was about 8.
Nice.
One time?
It was about a 2-year thing.
Okay, that's why you're so angry. You're going to F up your kids royally. Get some therapy, sweetie.
Please, on their behalf.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, all right. The 3-second rule never disappoints with people that were sexually abused or physically abused.
She had an extra 1-1,000 at the end there.
Yeah, a little kick in the nuts on her way out.
Right.
No, that's it. People want to know how we know.
It's how they make us feel.
You put on a set of headphones and listen to 1,000 people a year, you'll start categorizing them very quickly. And guess what? You can't help it. That's all your brain does. You know, they tell you, oh, no, quit profiling. Your brain can't stop profiling. That's all it does. You put headphones on, you start listening to different voices from around the country, your brain starts categorizing.
Mm-hmm.
It just starts filing. And then when it hears one that reminds it of another one, it makes a connection.
Brings it back, yeah.
And before you know it, you have a whole S load in one pile.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do naturally. To tell you not to do that is to just tell you
to
die.
It's to be more enlightened because you're not. You could stop profiling, Adam. You profile everybody.
Kiss my ass.
Everyone's an individual. Pussies. How dare you? Everyone's an individual, and everyone's different.
Yeah, we're all different. Yeah, it's just like we are physiologically.
Right, I can't study medicine because everyone's different.
No two bypass surgeries are the same.
No, because everyone's so individual.
No, it's no use conducting... It's no use doing experiments on people because we're all biologically different.
Once you cut us open, for pneumonia, they're completely different for each person. So
yeah. Oh, and the hernia operation and procedure
that both of us had?
1,000,000% different between the both of us. Same with the LASIK surgery. When they do that, different person, different eyes. Yeah. So if all that's exactly the same, doesn't it stand to reason that the thing that is actually made of tissue that is running
your brain,
this machine,
the brain,
namely your brain, functions the same way too?
Of course.
How could it not? Would be my question. What's everyone so stupid for?
Let's take a break.
All right. Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
I'm not sure.
Blood in the urine. Dating 34-year-old. Think about marrying Kelly. Male. Older.
Ooh.
I don't trust dudes named Kelly, although they're usually pretty cool. Kelly?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You thinking about marrying your 34-year-old girlfriend?
I wouldn't mind.
Does she have kids?
Yes. 16-year-old daughter.
Ooh. maybe.
Oh no!
Put her on layaway. Layaway. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just checking off the calendar. Just checking off the date and tell, hey, when's your 18th birthday, sweetie pea?
Cha-ching at the nail.
Stepdad's taking you out. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ready to rock here, Drew?
Let's go. Tuck Jason 1.
Dotson DNA. PCR?
Get rid of
PCR?
That polymerase chain reaction.
Ah, HIV? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Hello?
Carlos?
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
What's up?
I had a question. I've been listening to you guys for a while. I was recently exposed, say, around about late July, around 28th. I got very sick. I thought I was infected with HIV. I had a PCR DNA test, which was negative at 20 days, and another one at 36 days.
Cool.
Are you a paramedic?
No, the doctor. I did a lot of research online, and it said it could detect early detections of HIV.
No, that's not what I mean.
How'd you get exposed?
Through oral sex with a female, which I am probably 80%. Possibility that she's a big meth user, and I suspect she might have HIV. I mean, I caught all the symptoms, flu, fever, diarrhea. It persisted with the first symptoms were sore throat and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and this is from you giving her oral sex?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right, there you go. So it's a good thing. Did they put you on antiviral medication?
Yes, they did on a lot of it.
Interesting.
All right.
How long are you going to stay on it for?
Excuse me?
How long are you going to stay on it?
I actually just stopped taking it because, you know, I had a recurrent sore throat.
How long did you take it for?
I took it for 2 weeks first after 2 weeks. And then I got off of it. Then I got another throat infection. They called it tonsillitis, and then I was on it again.
They called it tonsillitis because that's what it was.
Yeah. All right, so Drew.
All right, good.
If you suspect you've been exposed to HIV now, let's say you're a healthcare worker.
Yeah, they'd give you.
Junkie stabbed you with something.
Right, they would give you antiviral medication to suppress the viral infection in the first place.
Because they don't want it to take hold.
Exactly.
And they would give you this for how long?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Well, I admire your candor and stupidity. Michelle?
Uh-huh. I'll look it up during the break and figure it out.
Not interested. That ship sailed, Pinsky.
Michelle, what's up?
Hi. I was wondering, what exactly is the difference between somebody that really just enjoys sex and has the desire to be extremely sexually active and actually being addicted to sex?
It's really
consequences.
Yeah, consequences and history. In other words, did you have a trauma history, and are you starting to put yourself in harm's way now as a result of the sexual behaviors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I started having sex when I was 12, and
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Okay. And I'm 21 now, and I find myself just kind of in situations that I wouldn't ever think that I would be in, or maybe. You know, for instance, I just had a threesome with a married couple, which I have expected, and nor did I necessarily want to do, but I was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what happened? How'd that work? What'd the chick look like? What'd you do? Did you have sex with a guy?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Didn't the wife get all upset about that?
Not at the time, but I'm not sure. I haven't really talked to them since.
Where was the wife when you were physically having intercourse with the husband?
On the bed with us.
And what was she doing?
Well, part of the time she was watching, and another part of the time we were interacting.
Oh, giving her oral, huh?
Yeah.
And what'd she look like?
You keep asking that.
I know, I want to know. trying to get it straight.
For later. It's for later.
Do you really want to know?
later, like next break.
Okay.
Not later tonight.
I got it.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about 14 minutes. Yeah. What'd she look like?
I don't know. She's like 5'4". She has huge. Thin.
Yeah. Thin?
Yeah, she's pretty thin, yeah.
With huge cans?
Yeah, very much so.
We got a break. I'm serious. Why do we always break late? And we always break late, Drew. We're always up against it. You know what I mean? We're always chasing it on this show. You know, and they tell me, stop running late.
Turn up a new relief. Tonight, we're going to break 25 minutes early.
That's what. Well, okay, but hold on. Because we're always supposed to break at 11:20, right?
Yeah.
But I always go to like 11:27, right?
So, and we've been doing that for years.
We shouldn't even have come in tonight.
You should go home right now.
Or just to the car.
The hall. Bathroom.
Want to find, you know, just kind of get clear my head. You know what I mean? Just kind of. I've had a long day, you know, and I'm.
What are you talking about?
I'm under a lot of stress.
I noticed.
And
that.
I just need to, you know, I just need to sort of clear my head a little bit. Okay, that's all.
Let's talk to Michelle a little more.
After the break, or as a matter of fact, why don't we talk to her off? Is there a speaker in that bathroom? Is it the show's piped in? Or?
Yeah, I can keep talking to her. You go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
there's a delay though.
Still, well,
yeah. You could ask her a question and run the bell.
Well, hold on. We got like a 6-second delay?
7-second delay.
It's 7 seconds?
Perfect for you.
Let me try this. All right, Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't take his headphones off, so he can't hear you yet. Go ahead. Wait, what do you want to ask her?
It's a two-parter.
Okay.
What was her cup size? How big were her areolas?
Okay, here you go. He left the room. Go ahead.
Double D.
Double D, uh-huh.
And her areolas are pretty good size.
Good size, like a saucer or a quarter?
Probably like a half dollar.
Half dollar.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Crowell will be back in about, let's see, so I have 40 seconds. So what was your question for tonight, by the way?
My question was the difference between, I'm just wondering if I just have an extremely high sex drive or if I am actually addicted to sex.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
I was molested when I was
Well, there you go. But there you go. Unfortunately, Carol is going to come in here with a head of steam in a second and be very angry with me for having here it comes. There it comes.
It's a little more in 7 seconds.
Here. You all right?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. Is there any home improvement questions anyone has tonight? Also, automotive is something, you know, feel them interested. Let's keep it moving, Drew. You know, everybody with their nudity and everyone's rubbing on each other, I've had enough.
It's disgusting.
Let's see if we can help some people.
It's disgusting, right?
Well, this is,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a goddamn adult bookstore running over here trying to help some people. Does anybody have a bladder infection or somebody have a tumor? Or again, a home improvement question would be nice. Break it up a little bit.
We could hear Mr. Greer and his neighborhood gang of kids.
Yeah, let me hear Mr. Greer talk about convert Drew's hormones into
I was talking about the morning
soap.
After pill, and David Allen Greer converted the names of the hormones into people's names.
Yeah. Frank, black children.
Oh.
Just got to look for it. Drew brought up 18 times tonight.
Yeah, I know, but I had it a certain preset, and that got reset last night.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's loaded up.
Yeah.
I can't figure out which one it is.
Got it?
No, Drew, don't do that. Why do you do that?
Because you're about to go to a call. And he'll
tell us when he's got it.
Right, let's go to call.
Got it. He's got to find
see?
It. Well, now he's got it.
100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol, which is...
Ethanol estradiol!
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Put that wiffle ball back down, girl. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
I even like the long version of it, too, where he's actually going to open house, disciplining the children. We've decided this is the funniest thing in the world.
We've ever done.
Yeah, and we didn't even do it. Anderson, when you're ready, tell us when you have the long version of that, because I'd like to hear it.
Michelle had been sexually abused, and now she's sexually preoccupied. So this is the makings of sexual addiction, sexual compulsion, Michelle. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that it can be gratifying for a while. Your sort of biology is sort of geared up for this. Mm-hmm. The problem is that this is a house of cards you'll look back upon when it falls as not such a great thing. It's like all my heroin addicts, very happy with heroin. They love it. That's why they're doing it. They love it.
Right.
But after a few years of that, things stop working out quite so well.
All right.
Or 2 milligrams of norethindrone.
Dave has a sister named Norethindrone.
Yeah. Those, and again, it's take a dose of that now and a dose 12 hours later. That's what you need. There can also be the 100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol,
It's
the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house. So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man. No, I think they're what? What is it? Epinestrol?
Drew, what else? My dang name is kids.
Mifepristone. Mifepristone.
I'm here to pick up Mifepristone. 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 Mephistopheles. If you don't get into this Dodge Comet at the count of three, I will wear your behind out. And get Aspiril, your sister, please.
Sure, what else you got?
A Norgestrel.
Norgestrel. Norgestrel. Did you take my beer can? Norgestrel.
One more, Drew. There's one.
Well, Norethindrone. That was the original one.
There's got to be one more. Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Anything. It could be for high blood pressure.
Noliparus.
Noliparus. You are my oldest son. I have been... Noliparus, please. Bring your bicycle in the backyard. Street lights is on. Now, come on. Stop now. Stop. Stop playing.
David Alan Greer in studio tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that. He sounded like Esther Roll at a certain point.
Yeah.
He sounded like the mom from Good
Times.
We
had to bring him right back. This is too good. Right?
Yeah, but, you know, there's a price to pay.
What?
Well,
you have to get moral?
You know, Dave.
You know, Drew, you were begging me to shut his mic half the night.
Yeah, what? How dare you, Drew?
I was begging you to shut his mic.
Yeah, Eric Anderson, please, shut it, please.
No, he was
not. Not about that stuff.
Not that night. Other nights he comes in. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, I am.
I've said it 100 times over the last week. On my birthday.
Yeah. Well, no, Christmas. Let's go. It's too late. I can't wait till the birthday.
You were going to show up with what at my house?
Stedman's Medical Dictionary.
Stedman's Medical Dictionary.
And the physician's desk reference of drugs.
Okay. Is that enough?
That between the two of them, 6,700 pages of
6,700 pages?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's just a start.
Yeah, but it'll be a good start.
And then David Alan Greer's coming over. And we're going to convert every single name in that book to a black child's name.
Well, you have that karaoke set up.
I'm going to put him on mic.
And there we go.
And that'll be it. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 22?
We've got to film the whole damn thing, though.
What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'd say about 3.5 years ago, I had a urinary tract infection. You know, I went to the doctor, I had some blood in my urine, and he gave me some sulfur drugs, and it cleared up, but you know, it kept coming back. And, you know, there had always been a certain degree of pain associated with it, but after a while, the pain just kind of went away, and I just had the blood. And so they went in for a surgical operation and just looked around in my bladder for some cysts.
Well, they didn't do an operation. They did a cystoscopy on there where they just took a scope and look around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
I'm just so amused I have to translate. You know, people can't. It's funny, though.
They say surgical and operation.
Right.
Well, look, that's what people do. They used hyperbole. They're like, oh, man, I fell off my skateboard, split my head wide open.
Literally.
Literally split my head open.
But what troubles me is I don't mind individuals doing this. I understand people talk that way. But that's the press now has become this, too.
Yeah.
10,000 people dead.
10,000, New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. 412.
412. It was like 197 or something right. Last.
Have I been saying that?
Well, they do that with everything. People forget they did it with 9/11, too.
Yeah, but, there were still thousands of people dead. It's a different thing. You know?
Well, yeah, there was, but there wasn't 8,000 people dead. There was 2,900 and change dead. Yeah. I mean, look, you're reporting news. You don't... Here's the thing. you don't say the Dodgers won 26-3 when they won 4-3, and you don't say the, Space Shuttle Columbia cost NASA $200 gazillion when it cost $200 million. You wait, you get the numbers.
Yes.
You can talk about catastrophes. You can talk about human toll and all that kind of stuff. But saying people think as many as 10,000, yeah,
right.
That doesn't mean anything.
The mayor says 10,000. Who cares what the mayor says?
Hey, you guys notice that they sound almost disappointed when they're coming in with the low numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Well,
they're disappointed.
Not only disappointed, they're so far from right. I mean, it's one thing to be off by 100%. It's another thing to be off by thousands of percentiles, right. I mean, they're just way off.
And it was obvious they were.
Yeah, well, it was obvious to anyone who knows human nature to know that the people who evacuated themselves early on obviously were out of town, and the ones that stayed behind were pretty much prepared to be flooded. They just went to the roof.
And not only that, but that had there been thousands of people still missing, people would be desperate to find them.
Yes.
You would see people on TV every day begging for help.
Yeah, there's chaos, but not 10,000 people. I don't know why we do that, and we never go low. And then we never go, oh, there may be up to 80 people dead. Turns out there's 197.
And by the way, 80 people, a lot of people dead, by the way. Not to minimize
enough
the
for
deaths.
Me.
Yeah.
Enough, but you'd
by the
be
way,
much closer.
In a city the size of that whole area, probably 100 people or so die every day, normally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's also that.
I don't know those statistics, but there are certain, in any given three-day period in a large city, there's going to be 50 people just dying from whatever reason.
It's got to be more than that.
Well, does?
Yeah.
All right.
And 100 people being born.
It's depressing. Yeah. No, I mean, look, here's the deal. In a city that size, there are going to be a couple of people that die behind the wheel of an automobile. There are going to be a couple of people that get shot or stabbed, and there are going to be an S-load of people that just succumb to old age.
Every nursing home is going to have somebody die.
It's going to have somebody die.
Hundreds of nursing homes.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So deduct those. Thank you. All right. Jason?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
That's all right. So, I mean, they did this procedure, and they didn't come up with anything, and it kind of went away for a while. But every now and then, I'd say maybe two or three times a year, I just get some blood in my urine, and I'm just wondering what's up with that.
It needs, it's a very, actually, a complicated issue to work up thoroughly. You need to go back. You may need to see something called, you saw a urologist. That's the one looked up there with the scope. Did you have an IVP test where they put some dye in your kidney?
Yeah.
Look for stones. Did they do an ultrasound?
Yeah, they did that too.
Yeah. You may want to check in with the urologist again and ultimately see a nephrologist. Sometimes there can be kidney doctor.
Let's put that on the list.
And there can be specific, what you call, disease of the nephron, of the actual units of the kidney, the glomerular disease or tubular disease, and needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, cool.
Now I walk around all day, and I just I just think about words or names that David Alan Greer could convert into his black children.
I stood in front of my medicine cabinet. I have these samples that the drunkard was giving me, and I just thought of that. All the names of the medicine.
Yeah.
Imagine what he would do with it.
Yeah, and I'm standing around, and the producer will be like, we got to do a rehearsal. And I'll be like, huh? Rehearsal? Nah, that's not good. And I'll be like, why? It doesn't sound right. What else you got? I don't know what you're thinking. That's me. We're doing a run-through. Too bumpy. We're looking for, three syllables. It's something better. That's not good. That doesn't flow. Yeah, I just stare. I just
Maybe
stare at objects.
He could just call in tonight. He could call in and do a little bit for us.
Dag. Dag's not listening. He's on top of some 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come on, buddy. You know how he works.
Oh, shh.
We're going to take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Maggie, 15-year-old cousin, hits on her. Oh, creepy. Staying for
she's
the
19,
weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, she's 19. Sorry. 15-year-old cousin hits on her, tells her parents. All right, she wants to know where to tell her parents. We'll talk to Maggie after this.
Who's what?
Yeah. Hey. It's the love line of Adam, that's Dr. Drew. I have to laugh because I was thinking about the very famous comedy bit Abbott and Costello did, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the 40s?
Yeah.
Not the 30s.
No, no.
The 40s.
So, yeah.
Who's on first? Arguably the most famous comedy bit ever conceived.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I was thinking about who's on first the other day and realize conceptually it's horrible because there has to be a guy named who and a guy named what and a guy named because and a guy named I don't know.
Well, the opening thing is that there are all these goofy names for players.
Oh, they never do that part.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That part. Let me hear that part.
Well, because I'm going to New York with you. Bucky Harris, the Yankees manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team. Costello says, look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players' names. I certainly do. Well, you know, I've never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, then I'll know who's playing on the team. No, I'll tell you their names, but you know, it seems to me these days, these players say get very peculiar names. You mean funny names? Strange names. Pet names, like Dizzy Dean, his brother Daffy, Daffy Dean, their French cousin, French, Goofy
right.
Dean.
Right.
Must have been some player.
All right,
there.
So they set it up a little bit, but the idea that people, that there's nobody named in the world named who or what or I don't know.
Yeah.
Means the bit's fundamentally flawed.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Fred Willard once on a on a bus or an airplane or something like that, and he said, well, they used to do this bit with bands. They did a Who's On First with bands in like the 70s or the 80s, but they used the band The Who.
Right.
And then the Guess Who. And then Yes.
This sounds familiar, yes.
And then so the concert promoter said, who's playing? And the guy said, guess who? And he said, I don't know. And then he said, and yes. And so are you agreeing with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It actually works because they're bands that had that name.
Yes.
This should not be the all-time greatest comedy bit because there's nobody named who.
You're right.
Thank you.
Flawed.
You want to do the very beginning anyway, Drew? So, go ahead, buddy. And he doesn't have to look at it. He can do it from memory.
You the manager? Yes. You know the fellow's name? Well, I should. Well, then who's on first? Yes. I mean the fellow's name. That's it. That's who. Yes. Yeah, so go ahead and tell me. Who's the guy on first? That's right.
Go.
Listen, all I want to know is what's the guy's name on first base? No. What's on second base? I don't know. He's on third. So anyway, you go.
Yeah, go.
That's it as far as I can go.
All right. But good job. Not even reading, everybody. Dr. Drew. Dr. Who? All right.
Hey, wait, guys, let me finish this thing. All callers get on the air tonight will receive two tickets to Cry Wolf about some students who exploit the news of a recent murder. They create an online sort of mystery that comes to life, and it kills everybody. Mm. And everyone who gets tickets will also qualify to win a trip to see Block Party anywhere they play in Europe. They're obviously on the soundtrack. And this Friday is when Cry Wolf opens in theaters everywhere.
You lie, you die. All right. Maggie?
Yeah?
19.
Uh-huh.
If the 15-year-old cousin who's a male?
Yeah, he is aggressively hitting on me.
Now, give us an example
of that. What does he
say,
yeah.
All right, we went swimming. We get back to the house.
Uh-uh.
I go in my room to change, and he follows me in there. I say, leave. He says, no. I say, leave. He says, no, let me watch you change.
Oh, boy.
I say, no, you leave right now. He says,
who's
no,
on
I'm not.
Oh.
Jumps on me and pins me to the bed.
Woo.
Grabs my boob and is like, no, come on, let me stay, let me watch you change. And I'm like, no, get off.
Maggie's all class. Smooth. I'm just trying to put this, I'm just imagining
the environment.
From the
same family.
Yeah, I know. Just imagine what kind of the trailer looks like.
How dare you.
Now, you're fat.
I do know what it's like to be 15 and just sort of out of my mind.
And some 15-year-olds are even more than others. You know, they're just...
Ooh, a little glimpse into Drew's childhood, everybody. Passionate, passionate man. But at one point in his life, it was an unbridled passion. Could not be contained. Yes?
Yeah, so I said I'm memorizing comedy routines.
Not enough mace in the world to hold back Drew's passion at 15. Maggie.
Yeah?
Please do not use the F word on the radio.
I am very sorry.
You're fat. Yeah. How dare you, Adam? Place. How dare you stop and make this woman take a break?
What do you look like in a bikini?
Look fine, I think.
Adam, I have to leave again.
No, I mean, do you look good in a bikini?
I'm about average.
All right.
I mean, I could stand to lose 10 pounds, but I'm fine.
How much do you weigh?
Do you ever watch that show, Laguna Beach?
Hold on. How much do you weigh?
You, Marcus, is into it.
140.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
But you ever watch that show?
No, I haven't seen Laguna Beach.
You're going to get hooked on it. You got to go see that.
It's the worst show on television.
The MTV show?
I disagree. I makes me cringe. Makes my skin crawl to watch it, but it's actually well done.
Yeah. I thought it was The Real O.C. or whatever
yes,
it was.
Yeah.
Same show?
It's called Laguna Beach.
It's embarrassing to be an American and have that show on.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree. It's a social commentary, the likes of which, I mean...
It's a reality show, right?
Yeah, but it's you will love it.
It's why the Taliban
is. You will love it. Yes, it is. Absolutely, Anderson. I totally agree with you.
Why? What goes on?
It just
chicks?
You just watch. You just go watch.
Well, you know, ever since I took my last bathroom break, I have no interest in women anymore. Again.
Never again.
Yeah. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll take your home improvement questions.
Adam declared, never again.
Never
disgusting.
Again. Disgust myself. Maggie.
Yes.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, Maggie, you need to discipline this guy.
Yeah, where were his folks?
Who rat him out.
Absolutely. No. Why no?
Well, you know what you need
Wait
to do?
Wait a minute. Why
now, here's
no?
what you need to do.
Okay, first off, he is, up until now, he's been one of my favorite cousins, and I don't want to, I'm trying to avoid making too huge of a deal out of this.
All right, slow down.
Secondly.
Well, slow down. Let me just say this. I said it before. When stupid people gather steam, they start swearing.
Yes, right. Good point.
Believe me.
There was going to be an effort.
My favorite reel would be stupid people dropping the F-bomb in front of judges in courtrooms once they got going. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
When you're stupid, your mouth moves at 40 miles an hour and your brain moves at 25 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, you got to remember that when you're like that, F and S and those words, they're like commas and things. They're just ways you punctuate.
When you get going in front of a judge, you will drop the F-bomb, no problem at all. All right. Now, slow down, baby. He was your favorite cousin, and then he hit puberty.
Yeah.
So, here's what you need to tell him if he does anything even close to this.
Close. At least him touching you is not okay, Maggie.
Okay.
Anything that's even remotely creepy, you say to him, look, you do anything, and I'm just going to talk to your parents. That's it. End of discussion.
That may not even do anything to this guy. If he's that out of control, he may not care give a...
Well, jumping on you and grabbing your boob is sexual assault.
Yeah. That's criminal behavior, basically.
I didn't think of it that way.
Well, that's the problem, that you're not thinking of
it. Were you ever abused?
No. No, I never.
Don't be alone with this kid. And you'd be helping him if you alerted everybody to what's going on and sort of got together and tried to figure out what's going wrong.
Is he coming to spend the weekend?
Yeah, and I only see him like twice a year.
How is he related to you exactly?
He is my grandmother's sister's grandson, so we're second cousins.
Grandmother's sister's grandson.
And he really iterates on, we're not first cousins, we're second cousins. It's okay.
I'm not even sure that's second cousin. That's sort of like somebody lives in the same... It's like calling a descendant of Eve your second...
It's creepy. End of story.
No, I'm just... No, that's fine, but it's creepy that they sort of tell you this is your cousin, too.
All right. Look, if he does anything, you tell somebody.
Yeah.
That's all. I'd give him the chance. I mean, you could talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah, look, you're 19, he's 15. Pull him aside and go, look, what happened last summer or whatever?
Ain't going to happen again.
Ain't going to happen again. And if it does, everyone's going to know about it. Okay. Who do you want to talk to?
No, I'm sorry, 5.
Okay. Let's talk to Kelly, 23. Kelly?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Kelly the dude. Dating the 34-year-old. She's got 2 kids, did you say?
No, just one.
One. 16-year-old. Hot. And she's 34.
Yeah.
All right. I already smell a little trouble. She's been divorced. Yes?
No.
No.
No. She never got married.
Never been married.
Okay. And where's the biological father?
Unknown.
What's the unknown? What's the question?
I was wondering about advice in relationships between people of such a different age group.
They're not that different.
Yeah, it's. I wonder more about sort of who you are as people, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just 34-year-old and a 16-year-old. What could she have in common with a 23-year-old?
Well, whatever. They're in love.
Are you?
I emancipated myself at 15, so.
You what?
Oh, he emancipated himself. I did that in the bathroom about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Why
yeah.
did you emancipate yourself?
My mom's a drunk and my dad's a drug addict.
No, all right.
Good job. Well, again, if there's something in common here, that's fine. But it's just a little different stage of life and somebody with a kid and you're a young man. You're very young. Mm-hmm. But whatever, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. So, go for it. If you're in love and this is it, then go for it. Is there any reasons why you shouldn't?
I was just wondering for the age group difference, really.
It's not that big a difference.
We've both got careers. I'm the manager.
Yeah, you got careers. It's 10 years, a few months. Let me say this, Drew.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of guys that get crap for, you know, dating or marrying or whatever out of their age range.
Right.
You know, Michael Douglas gets a little crap for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot. And Tom Cruise for Katie Holmes and that kind of stuff. You know the guy who gets no crap?
The young guy with the old girl?
Well, he doesn't, but you know who doesn't get any crap either? Mm. No, I'm not specific. Celebrities. The guy gets under everyone's radar. No one dares breathe a word.
Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon?
No, she's older than he is.
That's what I'm saying. He never gets anything.
You decide. No. Drew. Let's just recap.
All right, an older guy with a younger girl.
Please recap this so we can figure out how your brain works.
I said a couple times to you, you mean a younger guy with an older girl?
No. No,
you didn't say no.
Look, a lot of guys get crap in our society. Michael Douglas gets crap for dating Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Tom Cruise gets crap for dating, you know, his Katie Holmes.
Older guys get crap for younger girls.
Yes, I didn't say that. I said, you know who doesn't get crap, which implies... Yes, he's doing the same thing.
Right. Well, I didn't get that.
The most
then
human
I said,
beings.
I said young.
You decide in your head it right. went the other way around. I don't know why. You know who doesn't get crap for...
Who's that?
It's implied doing the same thing. Now think. Now you got to think. Tim Robbins. She's like 8 years older than he is.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is only 11
years. Why would you give him crap?
I'm just saying that we don't give her crap for
she shouldn't. She's 51, he's 43 or whatever.
The point is we don't, when it's reversed, we don't give people crap.
Oh, it gets brought up.
We sort of condemn the men a little more.
But if you had a 55-year-old chick and a 20, you know, when Cher dated the bagel boy or the pizza guy or whatever, then she got a fair amount of crap.
Hefner would give some crap too, right?
Well, he's iconic.
Special case.
Anybody? Anyone? Big name? Big star? Been on the scene? Long time? You ready?
Yeah.
You might be a little frustrated.
I'm sure I will.
Give him another second.
Give me a hint. Oh, you know already?
Does Anderson know?
Of course, don't I?
Give me a hint.
Doesn't everyone know?
I probably do, but give me a hint.
I don't know. I don't think it's that obvious. Go ahead, Anderson. Give the initials.
Give me a hint.
A-K?
A-K?
Maybe I don't know.
I don't think Anderson knows. All right, here's a name. Paul McCartney.
Right. Paul McCartney.
I'm not going that direction.
Oh, he's still dyslexic.
Drew, do you see what you do to everybody? My examples were two guys that were much older than the gals they were dating, and I said, you know who doesn't get crap?
I wouldn't come up with Paul McCartney.
No, because it doesn't come to mind.
I didn't know she was that much younger than
He's 63.
How old is she?
She's 37.
Hmm?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dag when you're talking about that direction.
Well, that's different.
I never was going any of the other directions. Here's my deal. He lost his wife.
Yeah.
B, she lost a leg.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
She was a model. She's a model that lost a leg.
Wow.
He doesn't get crap. She's a model.
Interesting.
She's blonde. She's hot. He would get crap. She lost a leg. He doesn't get crap. And his old lady died. Now, he hooked up with her, I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 years. I mean, he could have been 59 or 60. I mean, here's the deal. When they hooked up,
yeah.
Yeah, he was like 58 and she was 30.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
No crap.
Yeah.
No such a thing.
Interesting.
Lost a leg. You want to get away, you got rid of that leg.
Or an arm or something, yeah.
No one says a goddamn word about Paul McCartney. Great guy. Great guy. Ah, look at her. She lost a leg. You'd date a 9-year-old. If her leg was gone, it'd be like, oh, my God, he's a saint. Now, she's a model and she's blonde, but the missing leg fixes it. Yeah. And then your wife, who you're very much in love with, dying instead of you cheating on her, mm-hmm. pow.
You get a bye.
You get a pass. All right. Should we take a break, Drew?
Let's do.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let me tell you something, Drew.
Tell me.
I just went and tried some of those big tub of mixed nuts that we keep hidden back there.
Yeah.
But they were rancid.
Oh, no.
Because I picked them up and the lid, and it's one of those kinds that smart, no, not the snap-on lid, the screw, but the big screw-on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you get at the...
It's a mason jar.
Yeah. You snap that, you screw that baby on, you lock it down. Mm-hmm. First thing I do is I pick it up and notice the lid is just rattling, as if it was just set on, but not turned snugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even turned at all, just sitting there. And then, of course, I sniff it, the nuts are rancid. What the hell is going on that people don't put lids on or snap things down or put caps on? What is going on?
Let me tell you what I'm hearing.
This did goddamn exist 30 years ago in this country.
What I'm hearing is your wife doesn't do it.
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
No, my wife does do it.
Huh?
I beat her like a mule, but she finally has learned to do it. No, what, Drew? No. What's going on is, look,
it's the disposable thing we talked about last night. Everything's disposable.
No, it's everyone can kiss my ass is what it is. I'm done with the nuts. Right. Therefore, I'm not going to burn one half calorie twisting this goddamn lid onto it.
Right.
We made it easy. We have snap tops on everything now.
Yeah.
I opened the refrigerator at my work. There's the squeeze mayonnaise with the snap lid facing straight up. Don't even take your thumb and snap it down. Microwave doors hanging open. Peanut butter jar caps off. There's a knife stuck in it. People that don't give an F. Mm-hmm. All I can think is people are not being raised correctly anymore.
Right.
Because there used to be a time that if you pulled that crap, your parents would yell at you.
That's right, Pops.
Pops Corolla.
That's right.
Now you do that crap and people are like, look, buddy. You know what it is? It's all these goddamn Mountain Dew and Nike commercials. All these stupid commercials where everyone's going, hey, man, you do it for yourself. You do it for you. You challenge yourself.
Worst message to humanity of all time.
That's right. There's only one of you, man. When God came, the heavens parted and God smiled and he created you. Well, of course, that guy's not going to put the effing lid back on the peanut butter. It's only him.
Right.
I can't. It boggles my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't open a thing of ketchup, squeeze it out, and not snap the lid down.
I can't either. A toothpaste, I have to put it on. And by the way, toothpaste is just a snap thing now.
It is now at the point where every time I go to the urinal, there's just a big basket of urine waiting for my arrival.
Oh, because no. Well,
people can't even reach up and flip the goddamn thing.
A little bit of a justification for that is that we're so used to the automatic toilets. People don't think they have to flush toilets anymore.
No.
But how about the urine and the butt?
I've done surveys on this. People just think, I don't want to touch this filthy handle.
Right.
So
here's a butt to add to my urine.
Why not? I'm not going to touch this handle. You can just look at a nice frothy schooner of my whiz pull up. I just mean there's a whole thing of goddamn mixed nuts, and I'm not talking about the small packet. I'm talking about the jumbo thing that is rancid and I just threw away because some a-hole wouldn't screw the goddamn lid on. What's going on, people? You think you're the only person on the planet? This whole entitlement thing has effed everything up.
You know where that came from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me. Yeah. That came from the left. That came from the liberals. Yeah.
And then the legal system.
And there's big proponents of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Guys like Jesse Jackson, they love that stuff. Oh, and it's working like a charm, too, baby. Nothing going to help people out faster than telling them they don't have to do anything. It's awesome. Yeah, always get to be a victim. Never have to get off your ass. Never have to do anything for anyone else. Don't let anyone ever tell you what to do. Don't let anyone ever tell you what to do. You're special. You're an individual.
People work for you.
People work for you. You're going to have an awesome life.
Yeah.
The worst message you can send to your kids.
Absolutely.
Shut up and kiss. Do you understand that there was a problem with people screwing the caps back onto the ketchup? So the ketchup manufacturers of the world all got together in Helsinki, Finland, for the ketchup symposium.
After the mayonnaise symposium in Reykjavik?
Drew said something funny once a year, and that was it, everybody. Enjoy. He waited till late this year. Normally shoots his wad in, like, March.
What did I say about the dime for size? What was that?
Dime for scale.
That's for scale.
Yeah, but what?
That was funny.
What was in relation to
I don't
that?
Know, but you should have written it down because it was the last funny thing you said. It was over 9 months ago. Yeah, after the mayonnaise symposium in Reykjavik, the ketchup manufacturers, the world, they all got together and they said, look.
In Helsinki.
Yeah, not in our great country. Not in Europe, not in Asia, not in South or Central America, but the goddamn lazy Americans are so fat and so entitled that they can't even screw a 2-ounce lid back onto their beloved ketchup. So, I have a foolproof idea. We'll make a plastic pop lid. Then, they'll have to snap it shut after they use it. Well, you vastly underestimated our retarded resolve. You didn't realize just how committed we were to not doing a goddamn thing for anybody else but ourselves. So, you better do better. You got to do better than that. Then I'm gonna deliver the keynote address at the next one in Helsinki. Mr. Hines. Mr. Who else they got in there?
Del Monte.
Mr. Del Monte, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Thank you. I would open with a few ketchup jokes. I would take a few, open with a few ketchup jokes and take a few cheap shots at barbecue sauce.
A1.
An A1. Now they have their attention. Get it addressed to bigger issues, which is this snap lid. Thank you. Sandra? Sandra?
Oh, anything? Yes?
Oh, how come there are two of you talking?
Huh?
Okay. What's the question?
It's just me. What do you want to know?
Where in Montana are you calling from?
Billings.
You're Billings, Mormon? Montana.
I'm sorry?
Are you a Mormon?
No.
Okay.
I'm a Catholic. Right.
We're 1,000% on that. And I'll tell you the reason we called, Sandra.
Yes.
We heard some pretty disturbing things about you.
The copper industry.
The copper industry
disturbing.
In that area.
The Anaconda
disturbing.
Mine
it's
is closing down.
Dreams. That's totally natural.
We were talking about copper ore, Sandra, the indigenous metal of Montana.
The Anaconda,
now, the Anaconda mine is closed. A lot of people out of work in that part of the country. We want to know what you want to do about it.
Butte's in trouble.
Well, yeah, like, I haven't had any in a couple, like, 2 months or so, but, like, I don't think that has anything to do with that. I mean, it's totally about sexual gratification because, yeah, I've been having dreams about sexual gratification with other girls, but I don't think they're, like, lesbian dreams by any means. I mean, like, well, they
I think this is about the strangest conversation that I've ever had.
The copper in its ore form, Drew.
It's in the ground. They have to go dig in down.
Oh, they have to go many miles.
Huge trucks. Giant trucks.
Yeah. And, you know, what people don't realize is for every metric ton of rock they pull out of the ground, it only yields a few ounces of actual pure copper.
And back in the day when labor was cheap and they could extract all that, but they
closed the mines. No. It's not about the dreams. Okay, yeah. I have dreams about eating out girls. And I have dreams about girls eating out me, but like.
And so they closed the mines down. The Anaconda mines were shut down, and so it really affected the economy in Montana.
Oh yeah, and so, a lot of families.
It has to do with the economy, correct?
Yeah. Well, also, you know, coppers, you know, pennies, you know, made of copper, and that's not used as a form of currency
anymore.
They've
thought about eliminating. Yeah, they've thought about eliminating the penny and Montana's had to find a new industry, and they found.
Well, copper.
They found tourism.
Oh, actually, yeah, nice. Because I was going to say, you know, copper still used quite extensively in construction. Copper piping.
Sure, sure.
It's also one of the greatest conductors of electricity known to man.
Right, that's right.
Fantastic wiring. Armatures are wired with copper. Uh-huh. How say you, Maggie? I mean, Sandra.
Yes.
Sandra?
Yeah.
How say you?
I'm sorry?
How say you?
How say me?
How say you?
No, that has nothing to do with it. Like, my dreams have nothing to do with, like... No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish
she dropped
could have heard that.
She dropped a mega F-bomb. This is awesome.
Not at us. It was just sort of a floated. Woo! It was a floated F-bomb.
All right, let's recruit.
Let's recruit. Let's do.
All right, we'll be back. Well, that's it. That's the show. We will take ourselves a little break.
We'll continue to talk about copper futures when we return.
Yeah, in the 1 o'clock hour. Bravery is going to be in here tomorrow night, and isn't it the Bravery?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? We'll take a little 22-hour break until next time.
Cares.
This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Yeah, what'd she look like?
Thin.
With huge cans?
Yeah, very much so.
We got a break. I'm serious. Why do we always break late? And we always break late, Drew. We're always up against it. You know what I mean? We're always chasing it on this show. You know, and they tell me, stop running late.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.